FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Anybody would have written this script with the exception of FC Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this extra edition of This Club Is My Club this week, covering off the midweek games for both the men and women's team. Later in the show, we'll be hearing how the women's team got on in their home match against Bradford City from Wednesday evening. But before that, it's up to Mariners Park and South Shields as FC United took on the league leaders on Tuesday night. Hello everybody and welcome to FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. And this is FC Live, available online across the world on the beloved fc-radio.co.uk and on proper radios in and around North Manchester on North Manchester 106.6 FM. And you join us here in the North East on a Tuesday night at Mariners Park, the home of South Shields, and this evening the home of South Shields against FC United of Manchester. And joining me for this commentary this evening, Stato Paul's with me.
Good evening.
James Quinn's made the trip, everyone. Hello, James. How are you?
Good evening.
So, it's played three, lost one, drawn one, and won one so far, Paul, for FC United.
Yeah, mixed bag.
I feel like, just repeat what I said against the Buxton match on Saturday. This is a tough one tonight, though, isn't it?
Yeah, we played the league leaders on Saturday, and we're playing them again on Tuesday, but different teams. So it's obviously a very tough game. One thing I've noted is we've lost our last three trips to the North East. One was at Darlington and two were here. So the last time we won in the North East was at Blythe in November 2018 when we won 3-0, which was a brilliant performance, and so we need some of that performance tonight.
Yeah, just to give people an indication of the challenge, on Saturday we were talking about Buxton, you know, being one of the big spenders of the league, but a traditional big spender. This is
full time.
This is another level. These are full time professional footballers.
Yeah.
Last season they had the hybrid model. They've been building towards this for the last couple of years, but they're here now, full time. The pressure's on them. It was a tough game for them against Witton on Saturday, but they passed it. What do we think for tonight? How do we deal with a full time team?
Well, I think both sides are trying to cope with a busy fixture list in the opening games. I notice John Shaw is out injured tonight for them. And there's possibly one or two others that are missing tonight. Likewise, we've got some players who are not fully fit and have not passed fitness tests. And we have some interesting tactics lined up for South Shields.
And that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, when we talk about the Buxton match, when Buxton finally scored on 77 minutes, there was about four or five players who were stretching for FC United. I noticed when we watched the highlights back, Morris and Baker were on the floor flat out. It was a tough game, that one on Saturday. The trip up here, it's 3.5 hours, isn't it?
It's hard to get the journey out of your legs quickly.
You talked about players not being fully fit or failing fitness tests. There's going to be players starting tonight who are going to be 90%, let's say.
I think Cedric Main is borderline. Having watched him pass a fitness test. Charlie Ennis wasn't fit to start, but is on the bench. Curtis Jones reappears. I'm thinking possibly Jordan Simpson may also be suffering from a bit of fatigue. Curtis Jones has come in to play presumably in front of the back four.
Linney's on the bench. Finn Sinclair Smith's, Ali Wadika and Jamie Cook are the attacking midfielders. Centre midfield, Michael Potts, who was gargantuan, wasn't he, on Saturday afternoon. And up front will be Cedric Main, but it is this back four and the anchor midfielder that's interesting. Jonathan Smith retains his spot at right back, Adam Dodd at left back. Then we've got Baker, Morris and Jones. I don't think we're playing a back three.
we're playing the Nantwich Warrington system tonight.
We think that, yes. I mean, we could be proven wrong at the kickoff, but we think it's a back four with a kind of a protection.
Curtis Jones is very capable in that anchor midfield role, isn't he?
Yeah. But looking at their side, they've got some very good players.
Robert Briggs, I was having a discussion with Matt Carruthers, local journalist up here before, about how we always say Adam Doddy's the best left back in the league. I think there's an argument to say Blair Adams might be the best left back in the league now.
Yes, it's a left back that's scored in all three games so far this season, so he's obviously dangerous pushing forward. And Masanka, the centre forward, was in the Manchester United Academy.
You've got Darius Osi.
It was Manchester born.
On the bench. He was a goal machine at Stalybridge Celtic, yeah. and up here a couple of seasons ago. He's on the bench. But Nathan Lowe starts at number 10, of course, so FC.
There's a lot of Manchester connections in this South Shields squad at the moment.
Well, this is FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and the Armchair Helmet, available online at fc-radio.co.uk and in and around North Manchester, North Manchester 106.6 FM. It's South Shields against FC United of Manchester. It's now time to hand over to our expert commentary team here at Mariners Park. It's Stato Paul, but first, here's James Quinn.
And the atmosphere building here, and should be quite a contest. And off we go as South Shields get us underway here. St. Clair Smith with a battle on his hand, and he loses it as Blair Adams comes forward here, puts a cross in. Oh, and it was almost 1-0 there. First for Sanka, and then I think it was Kempster, Curtis Jones. And that's nicely played there. And now it's Cedric May to the edge of the box, plays it out for Finlay St. Clair Smith, thinks about a shot. Side netting, disappointing. Now Connor T takes it towards the byline, left hand side. Cross comes in, Kempster, but Drew Baker as well. Briggs with a shot, goes wide. And a nice ball, and John Hunter's got far too much space there. And he takes it into the box now. Danger for FC, across it comes. And FC very easily undone. Connor T, the man finishing it off, and just what FC United didn't want. And he had an acre of space there, Jordan Hunter, Paul, and just put it over there, and nobody cut it out, and T puts it in the back of the net.
We knew one of the dangers that South Shields pose is the fullbacks getting forward. Hunter got forward to great effect there and put a great ball across the 6-yard line, and nobody was picking up Connor T at the far post.
Now Curtis Jones. Oh, and Curtis Jones loses it. Masanka now. He's got Briggs. Briggs for chance for 2-0. A great save by Dan Lavercombe. And he comes. Floats it in. Nicely done. Nodded across. Oh, it's Smith. And the ball's not cleared yet. And just wide. And ball nodded across now. And now here's Charlie Ennis. Ennis feeds it out left-hand side. Dodd. Dodd tries to bring it in. And now it's with Ennis again. Left-hand side. Ennis. Low cross in. Potts on the turn. Potts, can he get a cross in? Fix it up. Smith mistimes his jump. Ennis goes over the ball. Dot. Good. Oh, it's a great delivery, but punched away. FC have it. Baker. Baker's cross, far post. Osai now under pressure. Though. Oh, it's clear now. Masanga will look to break. Breaks surrounded well by FC. Curtis Jones, square ball. FC with the pressure on. Drew Baker's got back well. Potts still back in the centre circle. Out to the right-hand side. Charlie Ennis. Ennis back to Jones. Potts. And a foul by Masanga. Well, South Shields are nothing if not rattled, Paul.
I think these fouls tell you a lot about the way South Shields are feeling.
So this is another. It was a beautiful ball came in from Dodd just a moment ago, and nobody could get a head on it. Dodd comes in, floats it again nicely. Out comes, but he drops it, and hooked away. Will be a throw into FC. That's Morse under pressure from Cedric Main, and Main does well. Main with a chance. He scores. He scores. A terrible mistake at the back from South Shields, and Cedric Main, with all the composure in the world, kept the pressure on. and finished with real aplomb there. Well, although it was a mistake from South Shields, FC full value for an equaliser, Paul.
They've been pressing and pressing, and I think the pressure's told eventually on this South Shields team. They've been on the back foot virtually all the second half, and eventually they've cracked.
Quickly taken corner, better be good. Linney's cross, nodded away, bobbling around! Simpson, oh, and it's a corner ball.
Got to credit the keeper, I think, there, for stopping Simpson scoring at the back post.
Very brave goalkeeping. Corner from the left-hand side for FC United. In it comes. Simpson goes up, he's nodded, and it's a corner ball as Smith got underneath it, a fine header. Now defending to do for FC United. Will Jenkins brings it towards the box. Jenkins, square ball, Nathan Lowe, just wide. With Lavercombe standing like a statue, he could have done nothing. That's the final whistle. And FC United with an excellent point here at South Shields. Great contest. Really was. South Shields dominating for the first 15, 20 minutes. South Shields finding their way in the second phase of the first half. And then really dominating in the second period. And then in a curious way, as South Shields appeared to be finding their feet again, a mistake in their ranks led in Cedric Main, who did superbly to get onto the ball and produce a really calm finish. And really at the end of the game, FC probably looked more likely to score than South Shields. That is an excellent performance and an excellent result for FC United. 1-1. Here in South Shields.
I have to say, apart from the first 15 minutes, I don't think South Shields got out of third gear at all in that game. And I'm going to say something a bit sensational here, but I think it's warranted. I often say Nantwich away a couple of years ago was the best FC's performed under Neil Reynolds. I think that was the best we've ever performed under Neil Reynolds. I thought that was brilliant.
I think that twice in 4 days, FC have looked in the eye of the tiger. And they've not blinked. They've played the league leader twice. Two different teams who are highly ranked with 100% records. And they've taken that 100% record off both of them. This is the first time we've got anything from South Shields in four attempts. And away from home as well. I think this is a terrific result and sets them up brilliantly for the next two games to come.
Should I go back to the context at half-time? I mean, I was fully expecting when it went 1-0 that South Shields would turn the screw, and they did turn the screw, but the defence stood up to it. There was a couple of opportunities that I think Lowe just hit it wide towards the end there. But the general direction of this game has been going towards South Shields' goal. Their goalkeeper's kept them in it. He's produced four brilliant saves in that second half.
We had 19 goal attempts tonight.
19? How many on target, Paul?
7.
Well, there you go.
They had 14, 5 on target. So we got more goal attempts in and more on target.
We've hit the woodwork.
Now, South Shields are not used to this on their own patch.
Just a reminder, South Shields have had an extra training session, a full day's worth of training, and a bit of training today, I'd imagine, too. FC United are coming off the back of the Buxton game on Saturday, where we were dead on our feet after 90 minutes in that game. We've got players stretching, walking around injured. We've still got players walking around injured. Jones and Smith, they might as well have a walking stick at the moment, the pair of them.
I think adrenaline and desire kept us going in that last 20
minutes. That was incredible, that was incredible. That performance is up there.
That's a tribute to the manager, because he's given them the right attitude.
That game plan we had tonight, that was worked on Thursday.
Yeah.
It had to be, because it was so well organised and so well planned out. Who would you give man of the match to?
Well, I've got to say, I thought Jonathan Smith had a really good game.
I think he did too.
I have to say that. Now, I know it's not a fashionable thing to do. He could have won the game as well.
You know what? I was writing the match report for the non-league paper on Saturday, and we had a chat, because I'll let you into a little secret, dear listener. I get other people to do my work, and I couldn't decide who was man of the match. We rightly went up with Michael Potts.
Yeah.
As I was writing the match report on Saturday when everyone had gone home, I went, I'm going to give it to their goalkeeper because he's kept them in it. Bonny's, I think, South Shields' goalkeeper's man of the match
Bonny's
tonight.
Bonny's made 6 saves.
He made 6 saves, 4 of which were brilliant. He's the man of the match, and that's a credit to FC United, that fact. because we should have won that game 3-1.
What do you think, James? Have you got a man of the match?
I think that's a reasonable... So, I mean, Potts is a bit boring, but Potts, I think he's always available. I mean, he's just... I mean, it's like some of the players are like new players, you know. Yeah, and I don't mean that rudely. It's just there's another dimension to them. I mean, his skill, his work rate, the way he's always there when another player's in trouble is second to none, really. Drew Baker's got a shout again. I mean, that was so important, the way that he made...
Sprinting back.
And
I was watching him as that move was developing for South Shields. And if he wasn't there, South Shields were scoring. But the effort to get back and be in the right position, that's another level, that. We'll get Neil Reynolds, hopefully, to come up before we go off air on North Manchester FM. We're on air till 10 o'clock tonight. So we'll try and get Neil on straight after. But he's going to be pleased with that. It's like you said, Paul. Coming into this opening week of the season, Warrington were unlucky. I thought when we did the highlights back, it transpired we should have won that game. Morpeth was a brilliant result. Buxton was a brilliant result. Brilliant result here. It sees us up quite nicely for this weekend's local matches against Hyde and Radcliffe.
And bearing in mind the injuries we've had, it's a pretty good four games to open up with, really. Obviously, we've not got maximum points, but we've certainly got some important points.
Neil, after 15 minutes, the South Shields were dominant position, scored. What can you say about your team's response to going 1-0 down and for the performance as a whole?
2 yards offside. I've seen the goal back. 2 yards offside. And we're up against it straight away. And South Shields are an amazing side. But for whatever reason, they scored and they kind of dropped off. And we started dominating the football. And we said at half-time, are they letting us have it? Because if we're dropping off and we can pick our pace up even further and move the ball quicker, then we're going to get round them. And, wow, the second half, you know, everyone listened and learned. We've got to credit the subs who've come on. You know, everyone who played a part tonight, you'll have to see that at the end. You know, hands on my head, I'm gutted that we haven't got the 3 points, and we deserve the 3 points. And, you know, but then on the other side, they break away last minute and could score. So football's a funny game, but I'm delighted with, you know, tonight's performance. I'm delighted with the start of the season, to be honest.
Yeah, what was the final whistle about 90 minutes? Was your emotion great point? Or
no, I've got to. I wanted to win the game. You know, we set up to win the game. And does Neil Reynolds ever play defensively? No, he doesn't. You know, I try and take the game to everybody. And some of the football we played tonight was exceptional. And, you know, but I've got to say, you know, I love coming here. I love the club, love the fans. The management team do things the right way. Lee Picton, you know, everybody. And we just want to wish them all the best. You know, in an ideal world, it's South Shields and FC United. Hopefully FC United and South Shields in that order. But, you know, that's what we want. You know, we've got a really good relationship with the club here. They know they've been in a game today. We know we were in a game for, you know, the first half. But they've just got quality all over the park. And like I say, I stand by what I say. You know, if you're going to, whoever wins it has got to finish above South Shields, in my opinion.
Jamie Cook warmed into in the second half, became a real threat, didn't he? And very tenacious, winning the ball and keeping it.
Yeah, so we haven't done a lot of work with Jamie yet because we've come into back-to-back games, but we changed his shape a little bit at half-time, so he's deeper so we can get on the half-turn and play. And you can see, you know, he was getting in great areas and turning and driving at people. And you know, great performance. And then, you know, delight for Cedric to get his goal and, you know, kind of come with the hour, come with the man. And you know, people do start to question individuals when they don't score. But I remember Tunde Olawale not scoring for 8 games and scored 30 odd that season. So said it'll come good.
It was, and it was about composure that moment, wasn't it? Having got the opportunity.
Absolutely. I mean, we were, if you will, smelling the goal. It was coming. You know, Miles Bonney had made 2 or 3 great saves, but you could see we were just, the way we were probing and working the ball and getting it wide and fizzing balls in, and you could sense a goal coming. And the way it came probably isn't the way we would have thought it would have come, with a mistake and Cedric closing it down, but it was composure. And then after we'd scored, we haven't gone and won the game. You know, again, Miles Bonney in there, some great saves and just maybe decision making in the final third. But, you know, what a great night, and, you know, well done to all our fans who've come down tonight.
I mean, the inevitable question arises that if FC can hold their own against perhaps the two strongest sides in the division, then the next two games, for example, no disrespect to any opposition, become games that you would expect to win with that level of performance if you get that.
That's the difficulty, really, because there's no bad sides in this league. However, you know, when you speak to the Buxton chairman after the game, and he's, you know, very open and honest, these will have similar or more, you know, and I look around at ours, and You know, probably where we lack is the depth in squad. Where they've got 22 full-time pros picked from tonight, it's difficult. And back-to-back games over the bank all the weekend against Hyde and Radcliffe won't be givens at all. We're going to have to work just as hard, or even harder, than what we've done tonight against Buxton. But what we have shown is that we've just gone toe-to-toe with two of the much fancy sides. And you know, I don't mind everyone writing my side off. It doesn't bother me. And you know, I'm quite open and saying that we're in one of the bottom budgets. Well, that doesn't mean we're not a good side, because we are.
Can I ask you a question about South Shields? They've had an extra day's training,
yeah,
on a Monday.
Yeah.
Probably had a little light session today. Where did you prepare that game plan for tonight? Because it was different to Buxton.
Yeah,
so
different.
Sunday.
Yeah, we do a lot of work on a Sunday. You know, a lot of work on the Zoom call with the players, and we give up an hour and we talk it through key things. You know, if we were professionals, we'd come in on a Monday, and then we sent out key messages last night, and the lads have got like kind of a script, if they will, on the WhatsApp group. So there's a lot of preparation goes into a game, and you've got to kind of plan individually for each game. So you know, Hyde at the weekend will be totally different to how we set up tonight, and it'll be different to how we set up against Buxton. But you know, don't take it away from us tonight. I just thought we were magnificent.
Can I ask you a question about the pitch being sprayed with water? I know it might seem like a really trivial matter, but they really did soak that pitch,
yeah,
before the game at half time. Why?
I don't know, but I'm not. Listen, I don't know how South Shields play. You know, tonight I think they've caught us on a really good night. They seem to go longer more than what we did, but the pitch being wetter helped our slick passing. I mean, some of the passing tonight was bop, 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 and the wetter it is, the better it is for us, because that's how we move the ball. But yeah, no, you know, it's a strange one. But I'm interested to know who the man of the match was, in your opinion.
He gave it to their goalkeeper.
Their goalkeeper, yeah, I thought so.
Jonathan Smith got an honourable mention.
Yeah, he was great.
And or one or two others, really.
Listen, there's going to be tired bodies tomorrow. We haven't got the kind of the comfort of relaxation. We've got to get in Thursday now, and we've got to get in Saturday and Monday.
Here's the thing, though. We gave it Michael Potts on Saturday. I changed my mind, and in the non-league paper, I gave it to Buxton's goalkeepers. That's two matches there where their goalkeeper has kept them in it.
And I think I would have given it to Potts in both games. I thought it was exceptional, but I better not kind of hit the bandwagon, Michael Potts bandwagon, because he's my captain already. So, you know.
Well, he suffers because, I was saying just before you came on, that he's so good. He just gets better and better. He's everywhere. He's got the skill. He's the availability. He's everything. So it's almost like he suffers. Like, can't give it to Potts. He'll never get a man of the match award.
No, I know. And just going back to that point there, if FC United fans are listening tonight, you know, they might question the Curtis Jones and Jordan Simpson, you know, move about. But Jordan was tired, you know, and we're not fully up to back-to-back match games yet. So it's right that we look after each player. We can't afford injuries. Curtis Jones did that role for us last season at Nantwich and Warrington, and we know he could do it. Thought he grew into the game and he got a knock, and then Jordy comes on. But, you know, he got the luxury on the bench of taking a Wadiker off and a Sinclair Smith and throwing a Linney and a Charlie Ennis on. You know, he's getting better, and we've got more bodies to come back. Donoghue won't be far away now, and you know, so he's going to be good. We're looking forward to this weekend now. You know, the bank all the fixtures are always ones that you look forward to.
Neil Reynolds there speaking after that 1-1 draw with South Shields on Tuesday evening. Next up for the Reds will be that away match at Ewan Fields on Saturday against Hyde United. If you can't make the game in person, full commentary coming your way on FC Radio from 2:30 on Saturday afternoon. Let's head now to the women's team. And on Wednesday evening, FC United took on Bradford City in their third league game of the season. And to hear how the women's team got on, let's head over to the commentary team of myself and Stato Paul.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Women's Team Live. And you join us here on a Wednesday evening, unusually, for this evening's game. FC United taking on Bradford City. And joining me here for this commentary this evening, we've got a special guest joining us too, but it's our dear old friend, it's Stato Paul. Hello, Paul.
Good evening.
How are you?
Fine, thanks.
We're a bit tired.
Just a bit jet-lagged.
Obviously, last night we were covering FC United against South Shields, and there's no rest for the wicked. Here we are, back at Broadhurst Park for National League Division 1 North action tonight. FC United against Bradford City follows Sunday's match against Chester Street. Me and you have been talking about this. 4-2 defeat, but it wasn't 5-0 like it was the last time we played them.
I think it showed the progress that the women's team has made, that we closed the gap. And with some better finishing, I think they could have got at least a point on Sunday. They caused Chester Street a lot of problems in the second half, and they were hanging on at times. But unfortunately, we gifted them a two-goal lead through too much respect early in the game. And tonight, we have to start on equal terms and stay on equal terms and impose ourselves on Bradford, who Interestingly, both clubs have lost their first two games. So this is a pretty big game for both clubs.
Yeah, Bradford have had two home games to kick their season off. 2-1 defeats in both the games against Durham at the weekend and opening the campaign off with a defeat against Charlie at home. So this is their first away of the season. But FC United, it was a baptism of fire, I think, against Newcastle in the opening game. Tom was very infused by what he saw on Sunday.
I think we all were.
Do you reckon we could keep it going and heading into this game and get a result?
I think it was a promising performance on Sunday, and with a bit more care and attention up front and at the back, I think we can win a few games in this division. I think seeing Chesterley Street, who were league leaders last season, I think when the competition was scrapped, if we can play that well against them away from home, it gives us a bit of hope. It's a bit like the men last night at South Shields. You know, you're playing against one of the best sides, and you come away thinking, well, if they're the best, you know, we've got hope here.
Well, we have got some injury news. Big thank you to the secretary for providing this. No Chloe Wilde tonight. No Holly Davenport. No Ella Rigby. No Jordan Bailey. Obviously, Chelsea patient is on maternity leave at the moment. And Alicia Marsh. I mentioned players out injured. Alicia Marsh joins us now, special guest of the night. How are you?
Good, thank you. Are you?
Yeah. How's the injury, firstly?
It's better. It is a lot better. Hoping for just two more weeks and then I'll be back, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
What's the mood in the dressing room like now? Because obviously Newcastle, we don't know how good Newcastle are going to be. They look pretty good, in all fairness. But we're a lot closer against Chesterley Street.
Yeah, we was. It was a really good game against Chesterley Street. We did really play really well. It was really unlucky. We didn't deserve... The scoreline didn't really deflect the actual game. But the mood in the dressing room is good, very good. So we're hoping to come out tonight and win.
Yeah, here's hoping.
We need the 3 points.
I mean, it's just about getting everyone fit, isn't it, really? I mean, the other thing I have to say is Tom coming in, he's not afraid to play you in weird positions. You playing centre-backs. I mean, is that something you've been known for in the past before joining
never.
The club?
No. Well, I used to play left wing, and then I got pushed to left back. And then as time went on, I've just gradually moved into centre-back, but I do really enjoy it. I love defending, so I think that's why they've put me there.
Excellent. What's been the major difference, you feel, from what we've known in the past at regional level to what we're facing here in a northern setting?
I think we just need to be more clinical. I think we're so used to winning and we're so used to scoring loads of goals. The fact that now they're getting better at defensively and they're better at not letting us score, we're finding that a bit hard. But I think as time goes on, we will score and we will put more past the teams. I think it's just a confidence thing.
So, hope and optimism ahead of this game. Here is O'Gara now, plays the ball square out to Smith. Smith plays the ball long towards the edge of Bradford's penalty area. Back into the penalty area. It's going to break for Chambers. Oh, a good save by the goalkeeper there, Hannah Richards. But a good opportunity early doors. But it's a free kick to FC. Chambers to take. She goes for goal. I thought she would. And it hits Marsh. She couldn't get out of the way, but it breaks to Hartley. Off the bar. Good save by the goalkeeper. I'm not too sure she knew much about it, to be honest, but she did enough to keep it out. FC United really unlucky there not to break the deadlock. Oh, Bradford here. This is looking ominous. Good save, though, by Chloe Ainsworth. Stoob there was onside. It was a good through ball by Bradford, but we mentioned it earlier. You know, once the bat line's broken for FC United, they've still got to beat the goalkeeper. Ainsworth there with a cracking one-on-one save. Mather down the right-hand side, looking to play a ball down the line there, but Russell cuts it out. Ball stays in play. Smith, infield to Kennelly now. Kennelly on the halfway line, into Bradford's half, looking to switch play here. Finds Chambers on the left-hand side. Chambers takes it in a stride, one-on-one. Yeah. A fantastic finish by Kirsty Chambers. And what a ball, though, Paul. What a ball to find her. Great stuff, 1-0, 27 minutes played.
Well, she peeled away there on the far side and she was well spotted and the pass was good enough. The defence was a bit asleep, really, letting her run in behind. And once she got into the box, it was an unerring finish into the far corner, as we expect from Kirsty these days.
Alicia, that was deserved, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. We've been on top for a while now. It was coming. Very cool and collective finish as well. Nice ball from Eve.
And you were saying, Paul, wouldn't it would be really good if we scored first?
I think it's important because we've always gone behind this season and this will give them a bit of confidence, I think, that we're actually in front.
Here's Hayes. Out to Donnellan. Donnellan, long ball. One bounce and it's going to get to Chambers. Misread there by Thomas. Chambers got loads of time. Hartley's in the box. Hartley's going to get this ball, surely! And just before half-time, FC United
make it 2-0. Chambers getting the ball, loads of time. Hartley completely free, 7 yards out or so. And it's 2-0, Paul.
They paid dearly for not cutting out the ball down the line there that Kirsty gleefully rounded on, with Akers. And this time, unlike the last time, the cutback was perfect, and Hartley was rewarded for the run into the box where she was unmarked and tucked it away.
There we go, Alicia. There's your goal before half-time.
We needed that. We definitely needed it. I think it just settles us a bit more as well. We know what we need now. We just need more goals, more attacking.
And it comes towards the edge of FC Knights' penalty area. O'Gara, no-nonsense clearance. Hartley, can she control it and cause some problems on the counter? No, it's cleared. On his far as O'Gara. O'Gara looking to find Chambers. That was the ball. It was well defended. Kennelly finds Hartley. Hartley looking to find Chambers again. Opts instead to find Davis on the right. Davis can cross this ball in. Oh, it nearly finds its way over the line. And Richards clears it on a near post. Only as far as Hartley now. Hartley. O'Gara. Oh, and a third goal would have been good before half time, but Bradford rode out that storm. But that was close at half time there, Paul, to a third.
Yeah, it's rather desperate goalkeeping by Hannah Richards there to keep out the ball coming in. But Bradford are two down at half time, and a lot of hard work to do to get back into this.
And here's Hunt now on the left hand side of FC United's penalty area, bringing the ball out. Now on the halfway line with O'Gara. O'Gara turns and passes into space for Chambers to run onto. Can Chambers keep the ball in play? Oh, yes, she can. Flag stays down. Chambers now from the left. Cross comes into Hartley! 3-0 in the third minute of the second half. And, well, good stuff that, Alicia, wasn't it, really?
Very good play.
I was looking over on the far side. The linesman was toying with that idea of putting his flag up, saying the ball had gone out of play. Obviously, Chambers kept it in, and that meant Chambers had time to find Hartley in the box. Hartley couldn't miss from that position. It was a fantastic ball, and 3-0 cleared by Mava. Great ball to find Hartley, actually.
Nice.
Hartley holds it up and distributes it right into the path of Chambers, who's now motoring over the halfway line. Chambers, is she going to give it back to Hartley? It's going to get to Hartley. Oh, and it was straight at the goalkeeper.
The hat trick was on.
That'd have been a hell of a 1-2 between Chambers and Hartley, wouldn't it?
If she'd rifled that into the roof of the net, it would have been a terrific moment.
It's a free kick. It's midway inside FC United's half. If Chambers was taking this, it'd be shootable. I think Zoe Roberts is very capable from this distance, based on her previous free kicks in this game. There's four plays in the wall for FC United. It's about 13 yards out of the penalty area. Dead centre. Roberts with this free kick. Goes for goal. Oh, it hits the bar. And that bar is rattling. And Ainsworth might have just got a hand to it, but I think it was directly on the bar. And the score remains 3-0. But Bradford still on the attack here. Shot comes in. It's going to be comfortable. Alicia, we saw that coming, didn't we? It was a great free kick.
Really good free kick. I think Chloe might have just tipped it onto the bar.
Free kick taken, headed clear by FC United. Now in midfield, Davis gets the ball back. Davis now looking for that run of Cunliffe. It's a good ball. Cunliffe's got some space to move into. On the right-hand side now of Bradford's penalty area. Into the penalty area. Played towards the back post. There's Davis. Oh, and she was stumbling before the ball got to her. And struggled to get a balance. In the end, she got a shot away. But wide it goes. This is it's about 6 yards outside the penalty area. Left of centre, and it's Zoe Roberts to take. We're into the approaching the 89th minute of this game. Four players in the wall, and it comes. Oh, and that's a fantastic free kick from Zoe Roberts. We're right behind that one. That was Pez stuff, wasn't it? That was brilliant from Zoe Roberts. The warning signs were there about 10 minutes ago, Alicia.
Yeah, 100%. We didn't need to give... Well, I'm not sure we did give a free kick there, but we didn't need to be so on top of the players at that point. It's too dangerous around that area. And we've seen from before that she hit the bar, so we knew how good she was at free kicks.
Full time. 3-1 win for FC United. The first win in the National League Division 1 North. Alicia, you're going to get down to the dressing room now, so just your closing thoughts to you. How pleased are you, and how pleased should FC United be?
It's such
tonight?
A good performance tonight. I think every person on the pitch deserves special mentions because it was all really good. I think Kirsty's man of the match for me. Amazing performance from her. But yeah, it puts in good perspective for the rest of the league now. At least we've got a few points on the table. and we're up there now, and our goal difference has come down a lot.
Absolutely. Alicia, enjoy your holiday.
Thank you.
Enjoy your recuperation. Get back playing in a couple of weeks' time, and a big thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy the post-match celebrations over on that far side of the pitch. And, well, Paul.
I think it was a very important win tonight. It was an opportunity to get things up and running. After two defeats, we've got 3 points on the board now. That pushes us up to eighth, we reckon. And it opens up the possibilities of another result at Barnsley on Sunday, who have not started well. So another win on Sunday, and the picture will look even rosier. So definitely upwardly mobile, the women's team, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Well, it's been a good night for FC United. 3-1 win here in the league, and as Paul rightly says, up to eighth as we take on Barnsley on Sunday. We will have commentary for that league match. Tom's got to be hopeful now that I spoke to him after the Chester Street match. He's confident FC United have got enough to start challenging towards the top end of the division. The only problem is the injury list now, Paul, isn't it?
That's the concern, yeah. We'll get too many players are picking up knocks.
And, well, today we've had subs being substituted for injuries. Marsh, it was looking a bit ropey at one point. Kayleigh Cunliffe's gone off with a head injury towards the end of that game. So it's going to be, yeah, we'll have a further update in a second. As Tom's, he's not getting sidetracked. No, good. He's coming up now onto the main stand balcony, walkway. What would you call this?
Boulevard.
Boulevard. Good, I like that. The main stand boulevard. The Cedric main stand boulevard. There we go. Hi, Tom. How are you? You all right? Congratulations, Tom. That's all right, isn't it? First win of the season.
About time. Yeah. Two games too late, but we're here.
You know what? Why change the habit of a lifetime? Let's talk about injuries.
Oh, my God, I know.
So we'll talk about the actual performance in a second, but just an update on where we are. You've got subs being subbed. where are we at now?
We're struggling, I'm not going to lie. We're on bare minimum, absolute bare minimum. The two that have come off, both quad injuries, and we're not going to see them anytime soon. Even worse alongside the injuries, we've got no Abby Hunt now either. On Sunday, she rocked up from work, that's why.
She did warming up at our time,
yeah,
wasn't she? Yeah.
So, yeah, we're on our knees, honestly.
Well, when you took over the job, I was talking about your experience, obviously, at Sheffield United and Man United. Yeah. You're going to need those connections, aren't you? Are you going to have to dip into the loan market here? And
The issue we've got with loaning from Sheff and stuff, their season hasn't even started. So all their players are hungry, do you know what I mean? There's no one that's, you know, going to be on the fringes. If we need to wait a few months to even access loans, I think we're going to have to go to the market and see what's about. Got to be clever. But like you say, we're in the midst of the season now at our level, and that's one of the issues about the divisions below us haven't started, and the divisions above us haven't started yet. Like I say, we've played three now, and we've got another in on Sunday.
And Kayleigh Cunliffe, how's she doing? That was
concussion. I don't think we'll see her soon.
No,
she's got a massive shiner.
Well, sending our best to everyone on the injury list. Let's talk about
performance.
The performance. Yeah. I mean, that was. You said it's coming. You've got every confidence we'll do it. That was brilliant, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it was absolutely spot on. Like I say, a few missed chances in front of goal, and on another day, hopefully it won't punish us. And we need to still keep working on that. But we're a lot more secure. We've gone through three centre-halves in a game. And in fairness, we conceded a worldy free kick, which wouldn't matter of who was on the pitch or who was in the net. We're going in that one. I think she emailed it in. But yeah, it's definitely coming together. Like I say, we've got to be a bit more compact out of possession, and you can see that it's not naturally the way we'd probably want to play. But the midfield too, Lauren Davies, Kay O'Gara, Eve behind them, worked tirelessly all game, and that's why we had to drag Kate just to try and keep her in some condition for Sunday. But no, it's. I mean, like you say, you've said it there, Ben, it's coming together.
Yeah.
It does feel a bit too late for me, but that's because I'm a bit of a perfectionist.
Well, Newcastle tonight beat Anik 7-1.
Yeah.
So it's looking like that start to the season might not necessarily have been a bad result.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a bad result, but...
For me, what annoyed me the most with the Newcastle game, and I said it on air, it was the performance. The scoreline came because of the performance. At half time, I could have changed things and set up shop, but we wouldn't be getting to this position now. Yeah, we lost six, and by the looks of it, quite a few are going to probably get pumped by Newcastle, but we'll be ready for them next time.
You mentioned the midfield. Davies was excellent. I thought Smith on the right was good as well at times, but I'm a big fan of the left-hand side of FC United at the moment. Donnellan, Chambers, O'Gara and Hartley were having a ball at times, weren't they? I mean, that we had so much joy in the first half in particular down the left.
Yeah, and it forced the change on them. They changed the system. They looked like they were playing a 3-4-3 with a very narrow top three, which is why we pulled them fullbacks in initially. But like I say, once we got our confidence, and to be honest, it was the quickest start into a game I've seen from this squad so far, and we could be more free, and like I say, Anya started peeling off. The players were bouncing it out here, and like you say, it was a joy to watch at times, and if we were being critical, it probably should have been a bit more from the first half, but I'm not going to grumble tonight anyway.
No, we hit the bar, didn't we, in the first half too?
Yeah.
Right, Barnsley next on Sunday. They've only played one game, haven't they, so far?
Yes, so basically they were meant to play Bolton this weekend, which obviously Bolton dropped out of the league, and for some reason they had Leeds as their midweek game and it hasn't been played, so... In the last 7 days, we would have played three games and they would have played none. So, just what you want when you've got an injury-riddled team, innit?
Yeah.
But the good thing from tonight was we saw the grittiness and we saw the side of these players and this team we haven't seen yet. And that's my proudest moment, and that's the breakthrough for us. And the elements we can build on, because we're now working off the ball, we understand it, we're fighting for each other, we're winning our 1v1s, and like I say, we're a very good technical team. My biggest argument was we're not tough enough, we don't fight enough, and we've done that tonight, which has allowed us then to play all the football we're capable of, but we haven't been in that position yet because we haven't worked hard enough off the ball to have it enough.
Well, I thought it was a good performance.
No,
really
spot
good.
On. So proud of him.
Congratulations, Tom, to everyone. Alicia Marsh, by the way, was a good summariser.
Yeah.
She gave Player of the Match to Christy Chambers.
Yeah,
so, there we
top
go.
Stuff. Thank you
so much, Tom. And we'll see you on Sunday.
See you on Sunday, mate. Thank you.
Tom Fitton there, women's team manager, speaking following his side's 3-1 win over Bradford City on Wednesday evening. And that's it for this extra edition of This Club Is My Club this week. Remember, for the latest news from FC United, visit the website fc-utd.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you all make sure you enjoy the rest of your week and have a lovely weekend. Bye-bye.
This is FCUM Radio. Officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.